Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. Joining me today is Interim CEO Simon Kay from Basonite. Simon, it's good to meet you. How are you?
Very well, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. Simon, for investors who are new to the story here, give us a quick introduction to the company.
Okay. So Basonite is a Pompano Beach, Florida-based composite manufacturer. We make products that are intended to reinforce concrete for the construction industry. Our primary product is an alternative to steel rebar. It's called Basaflex, and it's made, like all our other products, from basalt fiber. The product itself is 2.5 times the tensile strength of steel for about a quarter of the weight. It's also a very green and sustainable product. From an ESG standpoint, in making the product from the time it's made all the way through to the time it's installed, we're only talking about 10% of the carbon footprint of the equivalent size product in steel. So it's got a number of attractive properties. The biggest one being is it doesn't rust. It's corrosion proof. And steel is a problem because it does corrode. And even if you do treat it and try to protect it, eventually it will still corrode. And that causes problems in structures and everywhere that rebar and reinforcement products are used, which is pretty much all construction.
So I would imagine that obviously these steel companies are some of your biggest competitors. So how do you aim to compete with them?
Well, the steel company, the market for this stuff is enormous. In the US, it's over 100 billion. So we're talking about a big market. We are initially targeting the FRP market, which is fiber reinforced polymer products that are alternatives to steel. And that's an existing market. That one's dominated by Owens Corning with fiberglass product. But our product, from a number of standpoints, is the best value proposition. It's stronger, it's less affected by corrosion, acids and alkalis. Both of them, glass fiber is also corrosion proof, but we're also a lot stronger. So from a number of standpoints, we're better there. But we are going after steel eventually. As people start to accept that the product can be used there, technically it's capable. It's so new, in those applications, that there's a learning curve and some testing and some strength testing that's required that we're doing. But that market is enormous. So even if we were to outsell this plant, it wouldn't even be a blip on their radar right now. Hopefully, we intend to expand to multiple plants around the country over the next few years, and that will change.
Just going to ask you, what kind of current production capacity do you have?
So our current capacity in the plant here and running on a two-shift basis would be about 12 million linear feet, which is not a whole large amount. Running multiple shifts on our new equipment that we've got on order, we can drive that up north of 100 million linear feet, which is a much more substantial amount. We will have our new equipment here in the second quarter, and we're planning to add some more in the third or maybe in the fourth quarter of this year to drive the capacity way up there as the demand starts to increase.
And you do already, from my understanding, have supply and distribution agreements in place.
Yes, we have new ones. So the most recent ones were signed with two local companies, Concrete Products of the Palm Beaches, which is a precast manufacturer and one of our core target markets. And they're one of the big guys in the area. And they build structures, things like manholes and seawalls and other things that are precast. They're a big supplier, and they're really excited about this product and wanting to introduce it up and down their market segment. And their primary markets are from Orlando all the way to Key West. They've got enough business they could swamp us, quite seriously, if we took it all. So, this is a huge, huge step in the right direction. And they're helping us with cities and the state government, the county governments, to get the product accepted. So that's a big step. The other company, which is a sister of theirs, is US Supplies. US Supplies is a distributor of construction products. They will be distributing to other precasters and other construction companies in this region and in other locations in the US. And they're already starting to drive a huge amount of interest. So these two deals are very, very big for us initially in this area for the next couple of years.
So you mentioned getting the product accepted. What kind of regulatory requirements do you have to go through?
So there are some standard test requirements. They're ASTM tests, basically. that are required for certain applications. We've done all those already and passed them with flying colors. In fact, we have again demonstrated best-in-class product on those tests. But we're now working with Florida Department of Transport to get qualified for some of their applications. And FDOT is requiring two labs and a series of tests that are going to take 3 months. The first ones of those have started at the University of Miami, and the second batch is about to start at the University of Sherbrooke in Montreal, Canada. In conjunction with those tests, we're also going to do something called ICC-ES and some other qualifications related to ISO, which is the International Standards Organization, so that basically we can cover the gamut internationally and domestically that everybody requires. Now, the FDOT approval is going to be huge, because once we have a major state approval like FDOT, a lot of the other states follow FDOT, and a lot of the other local city, municipalities, etc., follow FDOT also. So once we have that, which we hope to have in Q2, we'll be in really good shape in terms of being able to offer the products into other areas and areas that currently are dominated by steel.
All right. Seems like quite a busy year ahead for you. Simon, thank you so much for the time today. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much. Enjoyed the talk.